All right, so today we're diving into something a lot of you have been asking about.
Yeah, getting in touch with Stripe.
Seems to be a bit of a mystery.
It really does.
Like, where do you even begin? You sent over some info on this, and honestly, it's pretty wild what you found.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. Stripe's everywhere.
Right.
If you're doing anything online, business-wise, chances are you're using them.
Payments, subscriptions, all that jazz.
Exactly. So when things go wrong and you can't reach them, well, it's a problem.
Yeah, the source even says some people have had their accounts canceled with no warning.
Yeah, that's a bit concerning.
A bit. I'd say that's a major red flag.
Well, you'd hope there'd be some kind of explanation, right? Some transparency, at least.
Hopefully when you've got money tied up in your account.
Exactly. That's what makes the source so interesting.
They talk about one person completely locked out, couldn't access their funds.
And couldn't get a hold of anyone at Stripe.
Talk about a nightmare.
It is, but it highlights why having clear, reliable ways to contact a company like Stripe is so important.
Okay, so this source, though, they went on a mission, right? They were determined to find these hidden contact details.
Like a digital detective.
And they found them.
They did. They actually dug up a full address for Stripe's headquarters, both in South San Francisco and Dublin, Ireland.
They even found a phone number and a legal email address.
Which is great, but you have to wonder,
why is it so hard to find this stuff?
Right. You'd think a company as big as Stripe would have easily accessible contact info.
Maybe they're just growing so fast they haven't quite figured out that side of things.
Could be. Or maybe it's a deliberate choice.
William?
Well, maybe they're prioritizing automation over customer service.
So basically trying to streamline everything.
Yeah.
And in the process, making it harder to actually talk to a real person.
It's a trade-off a lot of tech companies are making.
Okay, so let's say you do need to contact Stripe.
What are your options?
We've got this treasure map of contact details.
But is that the best way to go?
What do you think?
Honestly, I'd start with the official channels.
Even if they seem impossible to navigate.
Exactly. Scour their website, look for a contact page, a help section, anything.
And what about social media?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. A lot of companies are pretty responsive on Twitter these days.
You're saying it's worth trying everything before resorting to the secret contact info.
I am, because even if you do find those details, it's not a guarantee they'll be the most effective way to get your issue resolved.
So this deep dive, it's been eye-opening to say the least.
It really has.
Contacting Stripe might require a bit of extra effort.
A bit more than you'd expect.
But at least we have a starting point now.
And it raises some bigger questions, too.
About how companies balance automation with human interaction.
Are we sacrificing good customer service for efficiency?
And what does that mean for all of us in the long run?
Definitely something to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been fascinating.
It really has. And hopefully it's given you some food for thought.
Until next time, folks.
See you then.